You're listening to The World Cafe. Hey, it's Kaleo. Our guest today, Songhai Blues, are just as much influenced by hard rock as they are North African desert blues. Their new album comes out tomorrow, but you, World Cafe listener, get to hear some of those songs today. A few weeks ago, I spoke to Alou Touré, lead singer of Songhai Blues, while he was at his home in Mali. He's originally from the city of Gao in northern Mali, but fled south after Islamist militants and rebels took over parts of the north in 2012, causing a massive political crisis and banning music. Alou met his three bandmates, two of whom also escaped crisis in the north, in Mali's capital city of Bamako. Despite the difficult circumstances of their formation, they've broken out over the last 8 years, with admirers like Damon Albarn of Gorillaz and getting to play massive festivals all over the world. Their third album is called Optimisme, or Optimism. It's a collection of songs focusing on life in their native country. These are protest songs, but they are also hopeful. The band shared live performances of the new music recorded in Bamako, not too far away from Alou's house. Let's get started with this one. It's Barter, which means change. Songhai Blues are on the World Cafe. We'll be right back.
On the World Cafe, that is an awesome live performance from our guests, Songhoi Blues. That's Bar. Recorded live from Bamako in Mali. On the World Cafe, I'm Kaleo, joined by lead singer Aliyu Tore. The name of the new album is Optimism. Aliyu, thanks again for being here on the show. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're joining us from Mali right now. The last time you were on the show was about 3 years ago. And you told we learned a lot about the origin story of how the band was formed and how you fled to Bamako from Timbuktu. And your music's been exposed to the world. But I'm really curious, what's happened in Mali in, say, the last 3 years since we've spoken? Because it seems like a lot is going on, especially right now.
Yeah, especially right now, because that's the main reason of that album, Optimism. You know, as an artist, we need to anticipate and stimulate every single, you know, damage going on around us in this country. Because we are Malian, we love that nation, we love that country. We have to do something we can. When you listen to the album, every single track will talk to you specifically about a situation going on in Mali right now. Mm-hmm. When we wrote Bar, any of these things happening now didn't start yet, but we know it's going to happen. And that's what people are asking. That's the exact thing people are asking for right now, the change. It's the new generation down the street asking for change. And that should be happening.
What should Americans know that Malians need?
It's tough for us to get a visa done to travel from Mali all the way to US to do a whole tour and come back. It's hard to do. And in the crowd, sometimes I ask a question, did anybody in this crowd been to Mali before? And all the time, there wasn't anybody who been to Mali before. So and I tell them that it's more easier for them to have more information about Mali, to even get into Mali, to live in Mali, or to discover Mali somehow. It's more easier for them than for us to get into it. The same way that people are concerned about America right now, it should be the same way that American citizens should be concerned by the overworld. We have to do it each other together. That's how we work.
We're talking to Songhoi Blues here on the World Cafe. Next song we're going to hear is Worry, which is different than some of the other powerful songs on the album. This is a real positive, uplifting song. I was curious, where did that come from? What was the inspiration for Worry?
When we did the video, some people think that we made it for coronavirus, for the situation going on right now. And it is funny because it fits perfectly in it, and somehow. But we did it even before. The album was recorded in November, and the song was right even a year ago.
Wow.
So, which means we've been living already in corona situation, even worse than coronavirus. Only malaria killed millions of people in Africa, more than corona, and that is every single year. Civil wars kill more than coronavirus all over the world. And it's happening, and it's getting worse and worse. You know, there is a lot of things going on now. People are losing their way. Everyone's running about materials and things. So what we can do as a music, even not as an artist, but also as a dad. Some of Songhoi Blues members are dads. I'm a dad, Uma a dad. So we should talk to our kids. So for us, the priority is the next generation.
You know, it's a song that's in English on the album. And I was curious, do you write in Songhoi first and then think about translating it? Or how do you approach writing a song that's going to end up ultimately having English lyrics?
When, you know, that's one of the interesting things of writing music for me, and the way the melody and a surprise lyrics come together accidentally, that is the magic of the thing. And it always comes accidentally. Straight out, you get the riff, and straight away, some word come with it. The language, every single language got his own flavor and melodies to talk with.
Yeah.
And when you play instruments, sometimes the melody will come from different languages.
All right, let's hear it. It's Worry, it's Songhoi Blues here on the World Cafe, recorded live in Bamako.
Don't worry, you're gonna be happy. Keep working today, that smile will come one day. Don't worry, you're gonna be happy. Keep fighting today, that smile will come one day. Nothing's come for free, but you get it free, but lose it freely. So you better know, work hard is the best way. Nothing's come for free, but you get it free, you lose it freely. So you better know, work hard is the best way. Unless your hope come from fire and go through your darkness, you will find your light. Don't worry, you're gonna be happy. Keep working today, a smile will come one day. Don't worry.
That is a live performance of Worry from our guest, Songhoi Blues. Their new album is called Optimism. My name is Kaleo. I am joined by lead singer Alu Tore, who's here with us, actually, from Bamako. Up next, we're going to hear a song called Gabi. Tell us about the meaning and the background of this song.
Gabi means force. Like, I don't know how you can get a little girl, 13 years old, to give it to 50 years old guy for a marriage. And then what gonna happen to that girl? She will miss education. She will miss her freedom, everything. And then what's going to happen? She's going to start have kids. She wasn't educated. She wasn't ready enough, mature enough to educate a baby, a kid. She actually is a kid. And that will have a straight impact into the next generation, because there is going to be a lot of kids all around without education.
And arranged marriage is something that happens in Mali. It's not, this
of
isn't.
Of course. And most of the time, it doesn't last right now. Things are changing. It doesn't last. When it doesn't last, when parents broke, and the consequence will be straight away an impact on the kids. And in 20 years later, there is going to be what? Millions of vagabonds all around.
Well, we're going to hear the song. It's Gabi, a live recording here from our guest, Songhoy Blues. This is the World Cafe. It's a live performance from Songhoy Blues, recorded in Bamako earlier. Songhoy Blues is our guest. The new album is called Optimism. We're talking to Alu. Alu, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about the record and telling us sort of the meanings behind a lot of the songs. It was really, really great. And the next time you can get over to America, we hope you can come back and hang out with us and play in the studio again.
Thank you so much.
That's Alu Touré from the band Songhoy Blues. We will be back in a minute on World Cafe.